certainly the case that out of the 100 or so people in that team, probably in the senior level, there were a lot of people who had been doing those jobs for over 10 years. Very good people who made immense contribution. I think it would seem sort of Jay came in, she's been working with the team now for nearly a year, and certainly what we've seen at the back end of last year is a sort of, you know, a kind of working through and a refreshment of a lot of those senior positions, and I take that to be a very positive thing, because however good a creative person is in a role, after 10 years you have to assume you should give someone else a go. On that I think we're returning to some of those core precepts. On Maggie's question, really there are two big numbers that people look at with Channel 4. What's the top line number of the total spend, which includes acquisitions, genres, and then people obviously are very concerned about the UK number. So the UK number has gone up between 2010 and now 2012 by 80 million. And that's partly because we've moved some of the acquisition money into UK content, and we are drawing down on some of the surplus from 2010, and obviously some of the surplus that will be coming out of 2011 as well.
Yes, but how much is going on the public service?
Okay, so, I mean, the good news around the distribution of the genres is that, you know, Big Brother is over 60 million pounds a year. That's already been distributed into a doubling of the comedy budget, practical doubling of the drama budget. We've obviously recently relaunched Channel 4 News with augmented presentation team and a new studio. So money is going in to those genres which traditionally require a subsidy from the surpluses that come from the hits and from the US acquisition. So when we come to present our annual results in the spring, Maggie, I'm sure you'll be there, you'll see quite a marked shift towards both UK content